Blog Talk Radio.
Showing everybody love, like, yo, come get some love. Shout out Philly Shine or whatever.
Then there's one big bitch. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have said that to her because not only was her outfit cheap looking, it was a mess. It was a mess. So she was a wrap too tight from the door. So why in the world? But I looked that up. Like, maybe she like one of them artists that's just like different, and she got something to say. Maybe, you know, gave her a chance. So I give her a chance on a mic or whatever in front of the camera, give her a little shout out and shit, and then she go back and grab the mic from me again and shit. I'm like, all right, go ahead, get your shout out. So I snatch the mic back, you know what I mean? And then I'm going back into my shit, and then next you know, here she come pushing up on me. I'm like she gonna get the mic out of my hand. I'm like, ew. Fuck out of here, bitch. I'm like, you push me one more time, something's gonna happen.
We're gonna make that bitch triple main and shit.
Next thing you know, before she can even respond, like, all my people just come out the woodworks, like, do I need to escort her over? Bitch, I wasn't there on no bullshit.
Don't
she was
horny.
Well, why was her dress purple and green?
What?
And
what
faded.
The fuck is,
and
what the fuck
faded. Yeah,
fucking
and
party.
Faded.
Oh,
why was
I
it
know.
Faded?
Yo. You're just trying to do Dirty Girl Style War. Dirty Girls rule the world.
Listen,
Cal. Dirty Girls.
President Cal. President. Why did she have on a purple and green dress that was on top of it all faded? She had a shape up and dread.
Was she a man or a woman? Or she want to be Barney? Was she Barney or a man or a woman? What the fuck is you? What the
I
fuck
mean,
was
she? She was trying to be a Bob Marley reject peacock.
Bob Marley, they ain't trying to be Barney. That bitch wearing purple and green and shit. A purple, trying to be Barney with Baby Bop mixed with it. With Bob Marley's hair and shit. Hey, Lauryn Hill, I told you, stop eating crack, Lauryn Hill. Reject,
The only reason I mention this is because she was just like one of them people I had to leave in my wake and whatever. Like, I don't really like to have to dig into bitches, but I ain't rap too tight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
none of us rap too tight. You know why? Because we real motherfuckers. And these dirty bitches, they claim that they...
Wait a minute. I like what you just said. I want to go into that. So you say real people ain't rap too tight. Why do you say that?
We not. Because we don't like bullshit. And we get frustrated with bullshit and fake motherfuckers. So we snap on fake motherfuckers. We like real. We real motherfuckers. So real motherfuckers, fake motherfuckers.
I would really like to say, and then I'm going to knock on the cherry wood beard post that I need to put together. Shout out to my beard post still not put together. Big ass king size beard.
Hey,
you know what I mean? I'm going to knock on wood or whatever, but I really feel like I know how to snap on people in the right way so I don't get in trouble with shit. Because, you know, we over 18, the law will be, like, not liking us, being violent and shit like that.
I do it
the right way. Mm-hmm. We're going to knock on wood again. having some fun. But seriously, February is about to be crazy.
Valentine's Day, let's mention about all the parties we about to have. Let's talk about the party. Talk about you. What's up? What you going to do after this thing?
Everybody is like trying to pull me left and right. It's like always something to do, and then it's always something I want to do, and then it's always something that's spectacular, and everybody want to do it, and I don't always get to everything. Like, shout out to Lou Rada, January 30th, opening up for Robin Sick in Jackson, Mississippi.
Woo!
He gonna do that sex therapy and Lou Rada song. I just wanna fuck and all that other stuff.
Robin Sick could be my therapist anytime, baby. I can talk about my sex life, baby.
I think he has got his little hands tied up with this beautiful woman. What's her name? What's his wife?
I
like his
know.
Wife, whoever she is. What's her
I
name?
I like his wife. She's an actress, but you know it's a
yeah,
good thing.
Yeah, she's an actress.
It's so funny. His dad, he raised up in the, you know, acting world. His mom and dad both were actresses. And look at him, he's a singer. And I like him to be a white boy. He can really sing. And
yeah, for his dad to be so square, but his dad like the cool square dude.
Like his dad played in some show in the 80s. I forgot. His mom was
Family Ties, crazy. You ain't watched Family Ties?
I used to, but I didn't really like it because I wasn't into it. My favorite show was Full House back in the 80s. You know, Austin Twins, fuck y'all. Y'all might be fiends, but... Yeah, I like that show. You know, the 80s show was, you know, I kind of was I'm an 80s baby, 85, shout out, 85, shout out, niggas. When drugs really came out, these niggas don't know about us. We them real motherfuckers. It's real crazy, man. Fuck the 90s kids. The 90s babies don't know shit.
Yeah, that's true. You had to grow up in the 90s and just, like, be smart. I like the 90s, girl. I feel like, remember that, yo, I swear to God, I think that's what's got me to be the woman that I am today. Like, Brownstone and, like, all of women. You wasn't there for my show on Thursday, but it was revealed that Honest Fire is a feminist. Like, I am. Like, I really, the fuck am. I'm really not about no smuts. You know what I mean? I think women should be strong and sexy still, too. I'm probably, like, a decent feminist. I ain't all that, like...
But you know who
I ain't got a beard and, like, don't wear a bra and stuff like that, but...
But you know who's a feminist in their own little way, and people don't like her song, and, like, I had to listen to it again. Miss, what's the shout-out to Miss, you know, I forgot that bitch name... the girl said, like, everybody don't like her. She's like, you could be my man. You could treat me wrong. I'm going to still be there. I want to have a baby by you and this and this and this, but I'm still be there.
Oh, the girl that's the depressing song?
Yeah.
What about it?
She's more, oh, God.
Melanie Fiona, right?
Yeah, Melanie Fiona.
What about her?
She is, to me, she's a feminist in her own little way. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what? No. Melanie Fiona is the total opposite of what it means to be a feminist. Like, her song is on some depressing, it's a hot song. Don't let me not take shit away from the bitch. Bitch is the best. She's not a feminist, though. Bitch is killing it. I can't be on some, that's the only thing I can relate to saying, ooh, 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 but once you said that shit, you already got the arm release, you already pulled the trigger, you like, nigga, ooh, pow, that's me. Melanie Fiona's not going to pull the trigger, a feminist will pull the trigger. Melanie is like, should I be a lady? I'm the one that's going to call your phone, I'm stalking you, I got your password, your email, I'm all in everything. Ain't I'm shutting shit down. I got bitches stalking me. Dang, like, fuck out of here. I love Melanie Fiona's song. It's good to escape and to listen to songs like that. I escape, you know, for a minute. I go soft while I listen to the song, but
yeah,
it's just hard to find out.
I mean, oh, I call her feminist because she's more like, okay, you look at her, she's more like the 50 type of woman, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah, no,
like
feminist.
Like, type of girl, she's like, be there for me, and I'll be there. But at the same time, she's like, should I call this bitch up and curse her out?
No, a feminist will call. No, a feminist will make the call, and you know what I mean? See what's
she's
good.
Like, she's like, feminist, but like, should I be a feminist, or should I just be a lady and be classy? Well, me, personally, me, I won't even call that bitch house. I'll go to that bitch house, knock on her door, 1512, whatever street, be like, 15 show Jackson Street, North Philly, hey, me name Aisha, right? You don't know me, bitch, but your man, my man is fucking you. Like, I don't like it. Tell your man to get the fuck out of
I really think Melanie would do that. Like, if she actually saw the girl, she'd probably be so hurt and shit. She'd probably fuck her up. Me, I'd be like, bitch, I got what I wanted.
And guess who else I am, too? Jasmine Solomon. That's my bitch. When she saw bust your windows out your window. Bust your windows out your car.
Jasmine Solomon, she's a feminist.
I've done that, too.
Shout out to Jasmine, her whole entire family. I've loved her since the fucking 90s. She's the shit. Oh, girl. Now, that's my boo. I wish I had her going to play right now. Because I'll bust the window. I remember, and I'm going to tell a story. Mm-hmm. I bust the window out of car.
Listen, let me tell you the bullshit, though. Mm-hmm. One day, I'm walking down the street right around the corner from my house. Actually, right on the same area where I met my boyfriend, right, or whatever at the time. and I'm walking around the corner, and I see his car go in reverse real fast and shit, like the opposite direction. So I'm looking like, the fuck, where is he going? So we're going to call him Rum. That's going to be his name for the night. His name is Rum.
Hey,
so,
Rum.
Don't speak to that nigga. So, no. So anyway, anyway, so here comes this little funky, lumpy individual wearing nappy hair.
Let's call her a pigeon.
She was
money.
I'm like, what was her real name? What was her name? It started with an A. She was such
Shanika,
a
Shanika, Shanae.
It was A.
Sheree.
It was Adrian or something dumb.
Oh, A? You talking about A? Oh,
A. Her name was A. What was her name?
Ashley,
Andrea. No, it wasn't Andrea.
Aaliyah.
Call her Dirty Girl. We just gonna call her Dirty
Pigeon.
Girl.
Pigeon going to the 90s.
No, that was her real name in the neighborhood. Dirty Girl, like even before the day
Dirty
I met
girl.
Her this day.
Ooh,
so,
okay. Dirty Girl. Mm-hmm.
So, Dirty Girl walked up, and I'm like, was that just rough? And she was like, yeah. I was like, why he leaving you? And she says, because he saw you. I'm like, what? Who are you? I know me, right? And then she said, I'm his girlfriend. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. How the fuck you know me? Don't you see me in his driving his car and shit? Like, you know what I mean? I'm saying to the little dumb bitch. She like, yeah. But he told me it was just friends or whatever. I'm like, oh, God, this dumb bitch. You got to be kidding me. Girl, if you see a girl driving a man's car, she's not just his friend. Like, how would you believe that? Would you believe that?
I don't believe it at all. I'm going to tell you something. Me personally, if I date this dude, right, and I see another female driving his car, he's fucking her. Because they ain't his sister.
Exactly.
They ain't his fucking cousin.
Period.
Dudes don't even let their cousin's sister drive their car. I already know that for a fact. I know
you
that.
Let your family drive your car, yeah.
Now
so,
and then. But you be in there most of the time. You feel what I'm saying? You got them a strict time limit. But you got a girl driving all the time, and she's your female.
While you're at work, and I got the car, no, bitch, I'm the main joint. You're just a smut around the corner drawing and shit, like, so.
Try to get wifey cookies.
Either way, I was pissed, you know.
Yeah.
I was laughing my sadistic laugh, like, oh, y'all motherfuckers think it's a joke and shit. So, you know, I dumped him, but I told him, I was like, I'm going to need time to heal, so I don't want to see you around here. If you want to see this bitch, y'all going to have to keep sneaking around. Like, meet the bitch on 52nd and Jefferson or something. This was when I was in Winfield or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you got to meet the bitch up the bridge or something. I don't want to see it. So one day, I walk down the street, and his car parked outside the house. I'm like, oh, wow. And now I get to see the car outside the house. So, you know, ran my peoples, bust the windows out, was just like, get the fuck out of my neighborhood with this bullshit, yo.
Oh, girl.
That's crazy.
I have a story to tell you about busted windows, tapping over 7. I was working with kids.
You bust my windows? No.
Yeah.
This is my BFF, y'all. Y'all don't even know. This is my president.
Y'all, stop.
Mr. Kell. He is definitely helping out, and, like, every girl has a gay friend, like,
So, I was just wondering about his car, because what happened was I was working with kids, and I was going to school. First, I was going to school with GD, small little store. His name was Justin. Justin Green, yes, I say his whole name.
Oh,
Justin
shit,
fucking Green.
Put it out here.
Yes, we true.
Got your windows busted out your car.
Right. So,
that's the internet, Will. We can say shit if we want. Who gives a fuck?
What? So what happened was I was going to school with my GD, and he always called me every day out of my class to go see him in his office just to talk to me about nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Mhm.
So I'm like, nothing. So I got this job working with kids, and he was my supervisor. He became my supervisor, and he started acting real shitty towards me because I didn't want to, you know, talk to him. Like, this man had a wife and a daughter, but you're trying to talk to me in some type of way. Yeah.
Really, he had a wife and a daughter, and
yeah.
He wanted to be gay?
Yeah, he wanted to be, because he was, like, trying to, like,
did
call
you fuck
me,
him?
Like, no, I'm sure if I had, I didn't want to, and I never would. He was even my type. So he in the office. He tells me.
Oh, he wasn't your type.
Yeah.
I know what type that is.
I was living with another dude at the time. I was living with a dude taking care of me, so I wasn't going to jeopardize that. A big baller from go to not.
All right, get to the busting out the windows part.
All right, so he tells me. I met one day, it's on Easter. It was Easter week. And you know how kids go on a vacation and shit. So he comes in Monday, tell me, oh, Kelton, you shouldn't be here. I'm like, why? I work here every day. He said, well, you ain't got training. I'm like, training for what? He said, you've been trained. So I said, I've been working here for like 3 months. You feel what I'm saying? Now you're talking about training. You just became an employee. Now you my boss. He said, well, I think you need to be going home. I don't think you need to be working no more. So I said, okay. You ain't getting no ass. You want to try to find me? So I walked. He walked me out. And I seen this car. He had a red Ford. Oh, I think it was like an 05. I said, you got a nice car. So thank you. And walked out and walked back in the building. I walked to, got me a brick, walked back to the car. I busted all four of them motherfuckers and walked away. Walked the fuck away. I ain't running. A bitch walks. And when I heard that song, Busted Windows Out of the Car, I think about him. And I sung that song, too. I busted windows out your car.
He thought it was sweet.
He said he called a cop and shit. But when I got my job back because he wanted his windows paid, I still didn't pay all the man's money. And every time he see me, he still beep at me and say hi. Pussy.
Fuck out of here.
Man,
after I bust the boy windows out, he apologized to me because that was disrespectful. How the fuck you going to come around the neighborhood and I said, fuck, you know what I mean? You owe me shit. We friends now, though.
But that's funny how niggas know me. They be like, oh, you crazy. I tell them, I'm just, I don't like bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a real motherfucker. Don't lie to me. I'll be really. A nigga asks me, how many niggas you fucked with? I tell them, shit, one you think I did. One dude asked me how many. I said 375 niggas. And they were
Oh, my God. How the fuck you had sex with 275 men?
I said 375.
You said 375. Now let's get into this. I don't know how much you want to reveal, but won't you tell everybody what's your type for thinking minds, for thinking people who listening. What's your type? You like the niggas that secret gays, right?
I like Puerto Ricans, honey.
Do you say you like them to be tough too?
Tough, rough, and gangster, and big, thick niggas. It can't be no punk, and you gotta have car. First thing you gotta have to have a car.
I'm not trying to hook you up. No, I'm just.
You gotta have a car to talk to me. I ain't talking about no fucking hoopty or a lemon. I'm talking about a nice ass, over a fucking 08. You feel what I'm saying?
Do you mess with guys that are like on a down low?
Down low.
So the ones that's on the down low, but they still mess with girls too.
Yeah, they do, but if they mess with a lot of girls, they keep it on the low. You feel what I'm saying? And they tell me keep it on low, but they the ones I can blackmail more because they the ones that got money because they don't want you to tell nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
Blackmail the guy before?
Yeah. If I want money, the fuck I'm going to be cheap.
All right, one day we gonna change your voice and expose some people. You have a break.
Hold up.
Hello, what's up?
Stop.
How you doing?
Now, y'all don't know.
Cut it out.
I could be a girl, and I could look like one, too.
I know, it's scary. I got to see that shit.
And that's how dudes all the time, they need to stop playing. Like, these dudes out here calling, like, they so fucking, the ones that act like they don't like faggots and shit, they the ones that's fucking them.
For real?
I'm telling you. But
you know what? Seriously, some people might just really be ignorant. I don't think guys that don't like faggots are, I don't know. But then again, I don't know. I ain't never fucked a faggot.
I fucked a lot of them that said they ain't like faggots.
I probably might not. Nah, I don't think anybody I fucked ever fucked a man.
A man ain't gonna tell you. Only time a man will tell you that they fucked a man is when it's life and death. You got a gun in his face. You feel me? And we about to shoot that motherfucker. He tell you all his deepest secrets.
Yo, man, that's crazy. I'm about to start threatening some of my exes. Like, yo, fucking nigga, bitch, you wanna die? Say no.
Niggas out here don't tell, like, even females.
But that
we don't tell our men everything. You feel what I'm saying? We don't tell our men nothing. We tell our men what we want to tell them. You feel what I'm saying? I know females out here that have been with, I ain't going to put names out, but I know, well, you know, I can't put Charlie out there, but Charlie, you know who you are. You know.
Mm.
You know, Charlie. And what's the other bitch name that's in Philly, the other rapper? What's that bitch?
Oh, don't be telling that, my lady. Wait a minute. Who you talk about? What?
What's the other, oh, God, what's that? They the sickest bitch. I heard she fucked all of them. What's her name again?
Ooh, cut it out. I don't hear that on this show. Not on my show.
I don't know. I'm just saying what I heard. You feel what I'm saying? Beans, Freeway, Meek, even Meek Mill.
You missed the show. All right, you missed the show Thursday, Kel. Now, I don't have a problem with girls who are like groupies. Like, I don't have a problem with groupies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we were talking about on the show on Thursday, because seriously, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I have a problem with girls who are smut, who want to fuck like the neighborhood drug dealer and not get nothing out of them. Like, if you was to fuck Freeway or whatever, who does very good music, who's been working very hard,
love,
you know what I mean?
Much love for Freeway, much love for all them niggas. I do. Meek Mills, you know I love you, no hater, but these bitches fuck these rappers out here because they think they getting stuff, but these niggas like
Exactly. It's not, but it's nothing wrong with it. Like, he's been working hard. You know what I mean? Whoever that girl might have been, she might have bought one of his CDs. She might have bought a T-shirt, bought a concert ticket, or bought an admission to the club to meet him. You know what I'm saying? So you actually already have a relationship. You understand? You see what I'm saying? It's not like you just fucking anybody.
If I don't know you, and I'm a fan, and I'm a groupie, and I fuck you, that don't mean I'm nothing but your head bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
these rappers out here, the only time they like a bitch when she ain't giving it up, and she is hard for them to give it up. They like that. They like that. They rather
I ain't worried about them. Now, once again, I ain't trying to hook nobody up. I'm just listen, you missed the show. You got to check it out. I don't have any groupies. Like, it's Honest Fire. I don't have groupies, like, the people who come at me.
I've seen guys on your Facebook, like, yo, I
they
is five
groupies.
They groupies.
They
groupies on the low.
I'm all right, a groupie would be like, yo, I have some female groupies. Wait a minute, hold on, this is the CEO, hold on. Gamal, welcome to Philly Shine. What's good, Brianna?
What's up, my partner, though?
We sit here talking, doing a little recap. I got President Kel on the line.
What's up to CEO
DeMel. Yeah. We chilling, we talking shit or whatever. Now I'm saying, like, the only people who has come up to me and be like, oh, Honest Fire, you sexy, I eat your pussy, all this other shit, was women. And I don't hear, like, I got, like, four women that's approached me or whatever on the tip, like, I'm just fire, I want to fuck you, you know, your music, I feel it, all that other shit. But I have to tell them, like, yo, you know, I'm straight. Like, I don't fuck with pussy.
But
I'm going to be honest with you.
Niggas are groupies, but they groupies are a little, like, okay, niggas, for instance.
Well, that's not groupies. Like, if you want to lower anything, I ain't fucking with you. Like, you got to be 100. If you want to lower, I don't give a fuck if you a nigga bitch or a cat. You acting all shicey to me. Fuck out of here to you or whatever. I ain't time for it.
All right, if you see Beyonce, everybody says she got a nice body. All right, you like her. But you ain't going to go up to her like, damn, B, can I fuck you? You gonna be like, she ain't nobody but a regular female, am I right or wrong?
I don't know. It depends how I'm feeling that day. I might be feeling foxy.
Exactly, like Beyonce.
Niggas wanna fuck. She got groupies off the ass. DeMel, what would you do for that?
Like the night, you know what I'm saying? I went somewhere, you know, the chick opened the door. You know what I'm saying? First, I didn't look at her face. First thing I seen was titties. But
Ooh.
When I got comfortable and got relaxed and I seen her face, you know what I mean? I was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
you telling me you've never been a groupie with a female?
I ain't going to say I didn't act a fool over a girl, you know what I'm saying, because I'm human. But, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it happens.
Some guys, like, I get niggas, like, I mean, maybe, and I ain't going to be modest.
I ain't going to say excited. I mean, I got excited over a girl that, you know, I didn't even go with her. And I was like, I had to slap myself in the face. And I was like, what the hell wrong with me?
But you know what? I got groupies that are like people as I'm walking in the street. Like, it was this one guy just offering me money. I'm just ready to slap the shit out of him, though. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's a groupie.
But he don't know I rap, though, so it don't really count. That's like...
I got something to tell you. I was at the crow's nest, so, you know, the girl was like away from me. It's a club that I go to on Wednesday in the ATF, you know, the hub of the Esquire DJ on Wednesday. If you want to get drunk, $2. Wednesday, that's how I go now. Well, anyway, I was like six people down, and I'm like, my phone is getting texts. So she like, what's up? So I cut my phone off. I'm like, she's six people down. Why didn't she go six people down from her and just say what's up to me? Keep texting
true.
Me in the club.
That's true.
What the hell? I just stopped talking to her altogether. I see her now. She don't say nothing, and she be trying to hug dude. I don't care. Show me some money.
Y'all
I know that's right.
You gave me a topic to ask everybody in here, or anybody in the what thing you hate about people in the club? What's the most thing you hate about people doing in the club? What's the thing you hate?
You know what? Like, that'll be What do you hate?
I know they shout my name all through the club. I'm at an open mic, but nobody approaches me. You know what I mean? And I picked up a group out of the club, but they still don't approach me.
I hate that shit too.
I got a big shirt saying Esquire DJs, but they still don't approach me. Now, when I go back on a Wednesday, I'm going to tell them motherfuckers, look, now, come in here every Wednesday, I can help y'all. But
Jamel,
nobody don't...
Jamel, you know what? I don't like that either. And part of the reason why each time I do something, I take a step higher, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, is because, like, if I go anywhere, how you doing? Who are you? Nice to meet you. I'm on Esquire. I do this. I want to do that. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get to meet everybody in the room. But what I found out, not everybody is that outgoing. You know what I mean? Not everybody knows a lot of things. And that's kind of why I would say artists get into situations where they end up signing contracts and
they don't
signing
even know.
Well, they
shouldn't
rap. They should
you know
rap.
What I mean?
If they
that's
not,
what I'm saying. I'm like, what the fuck you looking for if you ain't going... Now, I mean, I'm not going to know how hot you are if you not telling me how hot you are or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not a rapper, y'all. I'm a model. But the thing I hate in the club, when people see my face, they're like, oh, I've seen you on some, I don't know. Like they know you, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Okay, don't approach me then. Just say, hi, how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? No, you can't now. You can't.
Now
you
can't say, I seen you, and then be like, I don't know, remember where. Okay, then.
Well, what do you say to the person?
Me, I had it happen to me a few times. Somebody said, I've seen you.
And what do you say to the person?
I smiled, and I said, do you know when, where? They were like, I'm not sure. Then.
No,
listen.
Yeah, listen, you had.
65 men. Hey, somebody got to know you.
Shut the fuck up. Wait a minute, hold up. Cal, Jamel, I love you. But Cal, with some real shit, that's the wrong approach. Because, listen. Cal, as an artist, you know what I mean, being a model or whatever, and then representing all the things that you do, what you should tell a person
who thinks that you're familiar, you should invite them to get to know more about you or to get to know you now or even remind them of some of the events and things that you've done. Now, you don't want to push anybody away. Everybody, you know what I mean, is important.
I mean, that's
true.
Don't do that. You know why I get upset? Because it's like I didn't
Mr.
375. I didn't make you remember me. You feel what I'm saying? So I gotta put my game up higher. So me telling me, okay, you don't remember me, so I must have been I didn't really do nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
I don't remember shit.
And it might be a substance of problem. But I don't remember a damn thing. Sometimes I have to be reminded too. I meet people three times.
For the first time, sometimes. How you meet me? Because I caught your eye. So that tells me, you remember things when somebody caught your eye. So if I walked down the street and you said, oh, I remember you from somewhere, I may catch your eye.
You know what I remember about you? You know what I mean?
With
your drive. Not even. Yeah, you got a big ass, too. Cut it out. but we ain't promoting no man's fan ass. No. We're not trying to hook up Kel. But on some real shit, I remember how serious you were, you know what I mean? How serious you were about you taking those extra steps to do more with your modeling, to do more with, you know what I mean, being in entertainment and it's being showed off. So that's what I remember about you. And then I think you show everybody that you can have everybody knowing all the great things that you do, period.
That's true.
I mean, like, sometimes you might have to serve a hater or two.
And just because a person don't know, don't mean that they're a hater. You know what I mean?
I don't get mad
at people in ignorance because I am queen of ignorance. I'm ignorant to a lot of shit. And you can't get mad at me because I'll tell you in a minute. Well, I don't motherfucking know. You know what I mean?
I'm like, I don't know. Either way, I'm trying to learn more, whatever. So if somebody asks me, oh, I don't know, I'm going to help them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mouth, I think, is the same way, too. You always look out for a person who has a question. You know what I mean? You got to answer for them. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, damn, bro.
I don't know.
You don't know.
If somebody got a question for you, you ain't got an answer for them?
Well, I try to find the solution. Because I feel like if you never have a solution for anything, then you'll become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to become a problem. I want to always be the solution.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. I'm putting that. That's my Facebook quote. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jamel. You're my Facebook quote. You're a solution.
You my Facebook quote, Mr. 375.
I know you're a guy and you like men, but, you know, fine chicks, send them my way.
I got pretty girlfriends everywhere.
I know, cause you know they always deal with the straight guys. So I'm telling, you know, they be intimidated. So I'm talking to you to send them girls my way.
But you know, I told the guy that worked with me,
and they all be talking to him and everything. Then I sit there and listen.
But then, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be really honest. Straight men don't understand a female intellect. Y'all think y'all know a female, but y'all really don't. Because there'll be a man.
Why?
Okay,
what are they doing wrong?
Okay, y'all. Okay,
that's
first, the next question, Mel.
How
do you approach a female?
What is the straight doing wrong in your opinion?
I don't approach nobody. I'm on the cloud. I don't be doing that.
You don't approach
a
female. So a woman that looks good to you, you don't say nothing to her.
I got the, you know, for me, it got to be like a breath out of me for me to talk to them. I got to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Fire.
A lot of females I know when a man say hello.
Like 10 years ago or something like that, it'd be a different story. But once you get mature about how the woman you want and how she smell and how she walk and how you want to carry her, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's the fuck, right? But
let me,
with some real shit to mouth, I get eye contact all the time, and you catch people's eyes and everything or whatever. But even sometimes, like, walking down the street, I'm not going to stop for everybody. I'm not going to stop for nobody, really. And then, like, in a bar, I'm not going to always, you know, no. It's got to be something, like, you got to be like, whew, I want that or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
Last
Friday, we went to the club. Oh, man, it was this girl. I was shaking. I was sweating. I said, girl, I just want to know your name. That's it. Just tell me your name.
Can I say something? I don't know you did it on this Thursday, but I want to say rest in peace to Teddy Pendergrass, the father of Mo Jams. I want to say that because he just made me think about him.
Teddy P is that gentleman, fat guy. I would have wrote. Let me shut up. Let me be respectful. Teddy P, you know what you used to sing, and much love to all that music, and much love to the love I made to your music.
Yeah.
You will live forever. Shout out to Teddy Pendergrass. He's sexy as shit. Turn off the lights.
Big three.
Like a
candle.
Yeah, we definitely represent
moaning in the background in one of those songs.
See, Teddy P probably had him. Yeah, that's what we doing right now. I don't know.
I just gotta say, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you just made me think of him. But when you said, it makes you shake and stuff, and I was like, okay, he got little Teddy in him. I gotta say it.
So that means Teddy, he must have been been in a wheelchair for a long time.
He's been in a wheelchair since the 80s.
He must have been tearing something up in the wheelchair.
Y'all funny. But ain't good. See, people,
I just had to
people
say
can
that
still
because,
get tore up, no, whatever.
Oh, I know a lot of people that still be doing it in the wheelchair. So, you know, they got the feeling.
Yeah, you never know what a person doing sometimes. I gotta take this time out though to give shout outs because everybody hit my phone up. We doing a blog show tonight for Philly Shine. Definitely shout out
to
DJ Luminati. Shout out to DJ Hype Man Funk. Shout out to everybody. Like seriously, I know it was good. Shout out to my bro Stats. Definitely doing this goddamn thing. Batcave Studio, Batcave Radio. Definitely shout out to all you all. My girl,
hey,
Donald, everybody.
I got to say shout out to Illegal. You know what I mean? We talked for a long time, me and him and Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Illegal, C-Note, all you guys. I got y'all. It's been a tough week. Shit, but things look brighter on Monday. Payday. I need some more, man. More shit to do. We having a ball. Shout out to G-Stacks. That nigga is the shit. And so much is about to come. All y'all going to just say skeet, skeet. It's going to be crazy.
Hey, did you
say this
is my Looney Tunes song?
Yeah, we done. I got you.
Oh, okay.
Woo! I got you guys. We could definitely,
I feel good.
That should have made his mix CD.
We had fun tonight. Man, Looney Tunes together for life. Like, that's like, stop it. Gosh.
That thing could have been all over Atlanta.
I'm a bad girl.
We might have to retract. We might have to add that one.
That would be a bonus track. Bonus track, shout out to Welcome to Your City, Big Boy, Honest Fire featuring Looney Tunes in your area.
Shout out to Illuminati.
You gonna play?
I love him. But I don't have a song. Yeah, we're gonna play it. As a matter of fact, it's gonna be played on Tuesday's show. He at the club. He shout out to him. He working tonight, but seriously, and I'm got a track coming up with me featuring G-Stacks. That shit going to be crazy. It's going to probably be like the realest thing. And then there's going to be a lot of other stuff coming soon as far as music is concerned. We all working hard, so it's going to be real fun and exciting. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody working hard. Mr. fucking Illuminati. They got the All-Star Weekend.
Yes, All-Star.
Hosted by the Dallas Honeys and DJ Illuminati, Esquire DJs present. It's going to be a couple tracks from G-Stacks. They're going to have pop music in it, all crazy. Shout out to my niggas, my co-host, Push the God. I guess we didn't connect tonight, but definitely all love.
Nothing wrong with that. And who else going to be on here? Oh, yeah, maybe even the ATM boys. Shout out to Dave and M-Eazy. Much love to all you guys. We all have
me a cheesesteak.
You got to come to Philly and go see Freddie.
I already know where to go.
You got to go to Pat. You got to go to Philly.
I don't go to Pat. I go to Ferrello's.
Yeah, you got to go to 7th Street. Y'all, I never heard of that. Famous is Pat and Gino's.
You got to come to the hood.
Yeah.
I go to Ferrello's.
Nah, you got to come to Southwest and get a cheesesteak from Freddie's. That
no,
fresh
I go to, I get my cheesesteak from Chester, PA, and if it's
oh, no,
everything
ain't that,
closed
you,
down.
You ain't going to Philly. You ain't going to Chester. You
please don't eat out of Chester.
Yes,
I love Chester.
If it's closed down, then I'm going
to
Chester.
I love Chester. Shout out to Chester. Big up to my girl running that shit. Motherfucker Philly Dime, my sister. Get it
oh,
out.
What's up, Philly Dime? But you gotta come to South Philly. I'm from South Philly. I eat from South Philly, okay?
We are not going to argue about cheesesteaks. Cut it out. I'm going to just force feed you mine, and then that's the end of the story.
Hey, look.
End of story.
I'm going to give you a female cheesesteak and some liquor, and you will love it. See, you're going to come right to my side.
No, I'm going to punch you in your eye.
A female with a cheesesteak.
You have to get punched in your eye, now. Let it go.
Hang on, Demel.
All right, calm down with the arguing. I don't
want to
argue.
Hey, honest, I know they got it up in Southwest. They had some barbecue place. Is it still over there?
Barbecue.
Yeah, it's
one
down.
It's
soul food.
Yeah, they had macaroni and cheese, collard greens.
As far as, like, soul food is concerned in Philly, I would have to say hands down, Friends Restaurant.
Is that crazy good?
Hell, yes. Shout out to Eddie, too.
I go Miss Tootsie's.
And that place is beautiful. I forget his wife's name right now.
Hey,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I forget shit all the time. Don't get mad. But much love to the places right there on Frankfort Avenue. Off of Kensington and Allegheny.
Much love for you. I know you got some good
fucking
food. You like it.
Oh, my goodness. When I tell you, I could taste that chicken right now. It's so good. And the mac and cheese and the greens. And I had side dishes. Well, I had some cake. Yo, that joint was comfortable as hell.
And
it's beautiful.
Man, I like the
cookies. Huh?
And that's what we're doing to our website. We're going to have, like, each artist, you know, with different places that, I mean, DJs were different places they love to eat. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
When people traveling, they can talk about their restaurants and all that.
Definitely the best place to eat in Southwest for breakfast is the breakfast house. And they got, you know what I mean, good sandwiches, too. You get your cheese steak, your burger on right there on 54th and Willam Avenue. Shout out to the breakfast house. Shout out to all y'all. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. I'm going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be playing some of this good music.
Every time I go home, I eat at Shoney's.
Good food. I'm from North Carolina, and I already know Shoney's got some good food. Philly don't have that, but you got to go to El South to get Shoney's.
Oh, that sounds nice. So we're going to check that out. I like to eat. I got me hungry now. I got me some barbecue wings from the White. You still get dumb joints.
Where's the
White
at?
What?
But if y'all come to Georgia, you'll see buffalo wing places all over the place.
Oh, well, yeah. Man, come to my house. You know what, Demel? When you come to Philly, I'm going to cook for you. I will cook whatever you want.
I'll be right there. I'll be at your house then, honest.
Like, whatever your favorite food is, I can cook. I try to be like a nine with the restaurant school banging cook, like, we eat some stuff. I know I can make it. Like, if all
you're
y'all do is eat it, and I can make
well,
it. You think that's a woman thing?
You won't
yeah.
like me because I
don't
men
like
cats.
Do it.
Women, I think women.
Oh,
I
my cat, I don't like cats either, really. I like them a little bit. I got a cat because I had mice. I'm going to tell y'all, my son knows the cat name. I don't even know my cat name. But he's my buddy. I respect him and everything. But he could go in the room. You ain't got to be around my cat. He just here to work. Like, just my buddy. Give me a call. See you on the call. Wait till we start filming Philly Shine with CJS Photography. Y'all going to see me playing with my cat or whatever. That's my homie, you know what I mean? But he on my nerves too much, like wanting to be in my face. I don't like when pets do that. That's why I can't get a dog. Let a dog lick my face. It's over.
I got to say something to everybody today. I had nothing bad.
You let a man lick your face.
Ew. I let a man lick. I don't even let a man lick my face.
I'm not trying to miss the nasty conversation, but y'all, I did something bad today. I fucked up my hair. I look like a fucking alien.
We'll talk later. Oh, God, Kel. All right.
I had to let y'all know that I fucked up my hair, so y'all won't see me. All
right, listen. I'm
going to
hurt him.
You got a perm? I ain't coming out 2 weeks.
We is not going to talk about your hairstyle.
My
you
hair
can put a wig on. Shut the fuck up. That is not an issue.
No, I got good hair. I'm not no perm. I got good hair.
So, you Puerto Rican too, huh? All
right,
I'm not Puerto Rican.
He is a nigga. Talk like a nigga, first of all, so you can know you're still a man in there.
I needed to laugh.
But I fucked up my hair, y'all.
Yo, all right. Can you please redeem yourself and just talk like a man? Like, I don't want to hear about your hair. Yeah.
I did fuck up my hair, y'all. I got to tell you, that's bad news.
Oh, God. I'm going to hurt you. It's okay. We have a little technical difficulty with Kel tonight. But he will be back fresh thinking it's an issue with his hair. He probably could do hair, too.
You know, I got the phone blowing up too, honest. I said ladies' night.
It is.
They probably whoever listening probably hold because up by them.
It's cool because I do too. I told everybody to call my phone. Shout out to everybody texting me. You know what I'm saying? Big up to MAS.
I'm gonna call the radio station. We need to call the radio station now.
No, this is a block. Are you? It's cool. The show is actually over at midnight, so we got like 7 minutes left in the show. You know what I mean? I really just needed to get some things off my chest. I needed to laugh tonight too, Demel. I really did. Like, people can say there's something wrong with getting shit off your chest if you want to, but sometimes you just really need to feel good and just like talk about shit that makes you upset or whatever, or make you like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck. Don't be pissing me the fuck off, you know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta say that shit.
Did you get my text earlier about Lou being on the radio?
No. You ain't sent me no text about Lou. I know about that. I had retweeted it the other day because they had left. It was today. Yeah, they left they left Friday or Thursday night. To go somewhere. Where are they?
Well, they were Hype Man Crunk. On the road to Hype Man Crunk. They left today. But he also had an interview on a radio show in Atlanta.
How can we hear it? Is it on a website or something like that? Because we have to definitely support Lou Rider.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Well,
that's my man. Chill, Kel. I will
have to catch him. Oh, yes.
Fucking
out. She will beat you down. She will, oh my
deal.
God.
I will
she
tackle
will
your fucking ass.
Can I look at him?
Boy,
look at him.
Like
you can listen
Gump.
To his music and you can Google him. LOUWRITER.
I need you to be a fan and I need you to bring more women to be fans. I need you to be on the Lou Rider fan club.
Oh, I'll be a fan. I'll be his fan.
He's my own fan club president. That's who you're speaking to, Mr. President Kel. He could definitely hook up Lou Rod. As a matter of fact, y'all need to talk. Your show, y'all need to talk, because Cal is a busy man. He does a damn thing. He fires a motherfucker. You gotta be
Can
fired.
We hear some Lou Rod?
No, I'm not doing the music tonight, Damone.
Well, look, I hear him, and I will see him, too, personally. And I have a whole conversation with him.
No, you don't need to fucking talk to him. We said bring other bitches to come listen to this music. Like, y'all
I will.
You don't need all that conversation. No, you can talk to Sean, me, or Damone.
Well,
you don't need to talk to him.
You can catch
don't make
him.
Me catch your motherfucker.
You can catch him and Mitch can March the 6th opening up for Jagged Edge.
He is what? He is?
And February, January 30th, opening up for Robin Thicke and Jacksonville.
Yeah, you told me that, yeah.
I'll say it again, too. Everybody go check him out. Get some sex therapy and just fuck.
So all them 365 men, rewind and listen to
375 men. No. Oh, God.
Oh.
You know what? How many of them are going to download, though, Kel?
Hey, you did a check.
Huh?
That's a lot.
Well,
yeah,
I started early, though. I started at 17. I'm 20. I ain't going to say how old I am, but I'm in my
20s. That's a lot. It's only 365 days in a year. God.
I was for every day, goddamn.
I was young and dumb and full of cum.
Didn't say that. Ew, ew, oh, God, why you say that?
Only in Philly.
That's so fucking sad. In Atlanta, too, Mr. Please. Don't even play. Don't even talk about it.
Y'all ain't going to talk about Atlanta now. You want me to
talk about
Atlanta
and what goes down.
Under closed doors.
And not
doors.
Even on the road, openly, out of the closet.
I have a question to ask. Anybody hear about Mr. Ray J? Who's a famous rapper he's supposed to be dating who's not a female? I heard he was gay.
Ray J gay?
Yes.
I would not, no.
He do got the little
testy. Man.
Mm-hmm. I forgot who we're dating.
Ray J, oh, God, I don't even want to know about that. Certain things I'm just not even going to pay attention to.
I don't like Ray J because I think he's nobody. He's just trying to have the same, you know,
well,
Brandy same.
And shit. Yeah.
I love Brandy. But the thing is, I don't like really, I got love for him. I love Ray J. Love you, Ray J. But you kind of do your own thing. You feel what I'm saying?
He's made money. You know what I mean? He has played
some
records.
On that show with Ray J trying to fight for love for Ray J?
That ain't nothing but Lou. That's a TV stunt, okay? That is TV.
Would you do it, though?
Who, me? Fight for him? Yeah. I would not fight for him. Now,
as
I
a TV stunt,
I would fight for. I got nothing but love for you. I'm sorry, but I got love for him. But I will fight for this man, Jeezy and Mr. Gucci Man.
Ew, Gucci Man. Ew.
Yes, and Rick Ross. I love you, Rick Ross, and Jeezy.
I would fight to be on Jeezy's song. Because I just respect him too much. Like,
Gucci
third artist, I don't
want to. I met Gucci Man's manager the other day, and I couldn't, and he was giving me his phone number, and my phone could not come on.
I
threw that mug against the wall.
See, if I seen Gucci Man personally, I'm really obsessed with Gucci Man. I love Gucci Man.
Are you serious?
I
got to put you in the direction of a great artist. You know about my nigga Black De Niro fucking from Philly? Like a real hot ass artist.
Oh yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, he fly shit. Check out his new pictures, Strictly Graphics. Hook that shit up. He be doing a lot of people shit. Shout out to Strictly Graphics too and Black De Niro. Oh yeah, on a remix to Big Face Dunny, Black De Niro, Oskino, Meek Mill.
Oskino, I ain't hear about him in a minute.
Oskino.
Hey, I want Lotto to be
the
on some of these remixes.
Oh, well, yeah, Lotto's got to call me. I got to holler at Lotto. I got too many messages. What the hell? All right, so we're going to have some fun. We're going to show off the What's Up remix. I'm playing it starting tomorrow night.
Somebody I can
shout
introduce
out to Cosmic
Kev
playing that joint. That's crazy.
Bro, I said we are not hooking people up, Jamel.
Look at my
stuff. Talk to Tyler. All right, all right. No. That's where I draw the line.
Go to the Twitter, Mr. Big Image Worldwide.
Don't do that on my show. No.
Because, boy.
Don't. All right, Jamel. Jamel, shut up.
Okay.
Jamel, all right, please. Cut it the fuck out.
All
right. I don't even do that here.
Hook him up Saturday, yo. Hook
and on that note, the show's over. We got a lot of shit off our chest. We had fun. I'm about to call Jamel and Kel. Get them straight. We had fun. Showed off a lot of shit. I got shit off my chest. And see y'all tomorrow.
I'm happy. All
right. I'm happy. And I love you, Kel. I much love to you, Jamel, you crazy nigga. I'm glad you don't have a Twitter, Kel. But she's about to get one. But he don't even care about that. Much love, everybody.
I got me a Facebook. I just opened me a Facebook up. You know that. So all I got right. me a Facebook. I'll give me a Twitter.
Look for Emerson.
It is. No, his Twitter name going to be Mr. 375.